Psychology experiment will see 15 people trapped in a cave for 40 days without sense of time. The Aegis Alliance. Would you agree to stay in a cave for 40 days, surrounded by people who are strangers to you and also without any access to natural light, a phone, or a watch, simply for the purpose of scientific research? An extreme world's first experiment will see 15 individuals do just that, in order to discover the impacts on the body of long-lasting seclusion without any idea of time. The French volunteers, that are not being compensated for their involvement, ranging from ages 27 to 50 and consist of a biologist, a jeweler, and also a mathematics instructor. Sequestered in the Lombreves cave in Ariega, the group has 4 tons of supplies to survive on together with water from the cavern as well as a pedal-driven machine for electrical power. Mission leader Christian Klott, that is among the team members, was motivated to organize the experiment after seeing just how the COVID-19 pandemic brought isolation into our lives. However, the explorer has faced criticism in the French media since he presumes the title of researcher, while having no official scientific training. The Deep Time experiment started at 20:00 regional time on Sunday, March 14, and if all goes to plan, will be wrapping up on April 22. The findings of the project may be pertinent to future space missions, submarine crews, mining teams, as well as various other scenarios where people are confined for extended periods of time. Experiment team members and reporters descending into the entrance of the Lombreves cave in Ariega on March 14, 2021. The Intrepid, Deep Time, team members. Age 49 Christian Klott. Mission leader age 29 Arnaud Bourrel. Biologist age 37 Johan Francois. Teacher age 37 Nicole Huber. Geoscientist age 47 Damien Jamelgo. Technician age 29 Emily Kim Fu. Nurse age 50 Marie-Caroline Lagache. Jeweler age 33 Marina Lan Khan. Trek guide age 35 Francois Mattens. Director age 42 Alexis Monsani. Unemployed age 43 Jerome Norman. Anesthetist age 31 Margot Roman Monnier. Neuroscientist age 30 Cora Saccarin. Analyst age 29 Martin Sommet. Scientific mediator age 32 Tiffane Vuerier, therapist. Losing time is the greatest disorientation there is, and it is this aspect that the Deep Time mission wants to better understand. The team stated, during certain events, our perception of time is altered. It seems to pass very slowly or very quickly, unrelated to the reality of each passing second. What happens then? How to find the sense of time? What are the connections between cognitive and biological time, between the brain and genetic cells? What is the relationship between perceived time and normative time, that of our watches? How does our brain see time? To address these inquiries, the project leaders have claimed that the 15 individuals will be kept track of by a dozen-strong group of researchers on the surface utilizing information gathered by an array of sensing units. One of the individuals, age 29 Arnaud Bourrel, said to Oddity Central that he consented to participate in the unusual experiment in order to taste this timeless life, which is impossible outside with our computers and mobile phones that constantly remind us of our appointments and obligations. But the biologist added he's agreed that investing almost 6 weeks constrained inside a cavern with 14 complete strangers would certainly not be very easy, which he really felt interaction would be crucial to guaranteeing their time with each other goes smoothly. In the Lombreves, the biggest cave in Europe by volume, the group will be required to adjust to the continuous 54 degrees Fahrenheit, 12 degrees Celsius, temperature level as well as 95% humidity. In the cavern, 3 different living spaces have been arranged, one for resting, one for living, and one for performing research studies on the topography of the area, particularly the vegetation and also animals. Claude informed Le Parisien, the experiment has been funded by a total amount of 1.2 million euros, 1 million liras, from both public and private financing resources. Until now, all missions of this type focused on the study of the physiological rhythms of the body, but never on the impact of this type of temporal rupture on the cognitive and emotional functions of the human being. Klott said to 7sur7. More details about the experiment are located on the Deep Time website. How severe is smartphone addiction? With the typical age for a youngster to obtain their very first phone now only 10, youths are ending up being increasingly more dependent on their mobile phones. A worrying research study from Korea University suggests that this reliance on modern technology could also be impacting some teenagers' minds. The findings reveal that teens who are addicted to their smart devices are more probable to struggle with mental disorders, consisting of depression, stress, and anxiety. Other research studies have revealed people are so dependent on their mobile phones that they gladly break social etiquette to utilize them. Researchers from mobile connectivity company iPass surveyed greater than 1,700 individuals in the United States and Europe regarding their connectivity behaviors, preferences, and assumptions.
The study disclosed one of the most improper situations in which individuals have felt the need to check their phone throughout sex, 7%, in the bathroom, 72%, and also during a funeral service, 11%. Nearly two-thirds of individuals claimed they felt anxious when not connected to Wi-Fi internet, with numerous stating they'd quit a variety of things and activities in exchange for a connection to their phones. 61% of participants stated that Wi-Fi was impossible to quit more than sex, 58%, unhealthy food, 42%, cigarette smoking, 41%, alcohol, 33%, or drugs, 31%. A quarter of participants also went so far as to state that they'd pick Wi-Fi over a bath or shower, as well as 19% claiming they'd pick Wi-Fi over human contact. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.